mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight, already into the second hour. Tons of news. Wide open phones today. Man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample while being totally restrained and tied down. He just refused. And so now if you don't, urinate on demand, they torture you. And the police are acting like this is normal, see? So I want to go over some of the past torture of Christians and conservatives in this country where the police break men and women's arms and say, we're allowed to. And, of course, you've seen the footage of them dumping mace or pepper spray in people's eyes who block logging roads. I mean, this is torture. And it's totally criminal, but they're just saying they can do it and doing it. So we'll get into that. Also, Charles Manson clears Ted Bundy of murder. That's our sarcastic headline over an Associated Press article. Probe. Leaders didn't order prison abuse, and it was probed by Donald Rumsfeld. Terror confessions on TV grip Baghdad, the Running Man TV show our government's producing over there. That's just some of what is coming up in this hour, plus more on the fake capture of Saddam becoming more and more mainstream news. Let's talk to Gary in Pennsylvania. Gary, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thanks for calling.
And I have a couple items that happened in the news the last few weeks that really brings about a realization of globalization in our legal system. One, where Bush has commuted the death sentence of 500 illegal aliens, and his reason was international law.
Well, yeah, because Mexico has banned the death penalty. They just beat you to death in your cell instead.
I'm against the death penalty 100%, but the fact that they're doing this for international reasons is basically we're pulling in international law into our law. And when
the Supreme Court has said in the last few years, a bunch of the justices, that we follow above any Congress, the president, we follow international rulings.
Yes.
Which are kangaroo courts. Go ahead.
Yeah, and their Supreme Court decision to not execute minors, in the opinion written by Sandra Day O'Connor, she did mention it was international pressures or concerns that had that was the basis of them reversing this 1989 decision they had made.
They're serious about this. If they're going to have world government, they've got to have world law and world judiciary.
And that's what's amazing. We're totally going to lose our sovereignty if everything is dictated by international law.
Well, according to the neocons on talk radio, there's no world government, even as Bush, you know, goes to these summits and openly says it.
And that's about what I had to say. I really appreciate you letting me get my word
on it. Appreciate your call, Gary. Those were good points. Scott in Texas. Scott, welcome. Hello.
Yesterday, when you were reading that article from Chuck Baldwin. Yeah. And anyway, so I went to News with Views, and I was just checking out their site. Anyway, towards the bottom of it, there's a guy named Dr. James Howenstein who has an article on Codex Alimentarius, which I had no idea what
that was. That's the system by law basically banning our vitamins.
Right, right. But what
European law, yeah.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
The last caller just raised.
Right, right. And to think that we are a sovereign nation is actually a misconception, because it came down through under GATT and the World Trade Organization. And, they're going to strip everything. And this is supposed to take effect in June. And they list maybe 20 vitamins that...
General agreements on tariffs and trade, yeah.
Yeah, 20 vitamins that you can take, and then they leave out over 200. And they say that no supplements can be sold...
Sir, in Germany, you can't... You have to have a prescription to get vitamin C.
That blows my mind. I mean, this just shocked me, because I've been in, you know...
Stay there. We'll talk about it. I want people to hear what you just brought up. Yeah, no, it's world government, folks. I will tell you about it when we get back. That's another good call. We'll talk to Daniel and Jason and many others. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The last two callers we were talking to were talking about global government. You open up USA Today, I mean, every few weeks, and it's another Supreme Court justice going, oh, yeah, you know, we ruled against the death penalty for these illegal aliens because of international law. Oh, we're following international law. We're following international courts. The final say is the EU court. You watch C-SPAN, and they're getting the Pan-American Union set up to the Free Trade Area of the Americas under GATT. The Codex system is going in. This system developed by the Germans where everything has to be prescription and where they ban literally hundreds of major vitamins. You have to get vitamin C by prescription over there. And this is all part of trade deals and treaties. I mean, that's global government. That's how the EU started. And it's all around us. And so we have to lose our rights because the rest of the world doesn't have any rights. And then these big global government bodies, in a few cases, will actually rule against national governments, you know, good rulings for freedom and liberty, to then make themselves look good and look like they are a final arbiter and that they're a good choice. It's very sophisticated what they're doing. But going back to the last caller that we were talking to, was that Scott in Texas? Scott, you were making another point about, yeah, in America they're going to try to implement this going after the over-the-counter vitamins and supplements, and you know, they've got all their horror stories of the quacks selling stuff, and that is true. But it's better to have quacks out there selling garbage than to have the government restrict it all, because so much of it is great.
Right. And you know, this codex stuff, it's pretty good overall as far as, you know, because they regulate food and they regulate, you know, fish and things like that.
Again, you cannot trust a global body to do that, and it gives up our sovereignty. That's my point. They've got a lot. They talk a good line, but it gives up our sovereignty, and it's really bad.
Right. But hidden in this thing is this thing against supplements, and they say no supplements can be sold for preventive or therapeutic use. Any potency higher than RDA levels, which is pathetically low, is a drug that requires a prescription and must be produced by a drug company.
Yeah, so if it's so many milligrams of vitamin C, and it's anything above that, you can't get it.
Right, or you have to pay out the nose.
Well, I said years ago, they're going to be arresting people for vitamins very soon.
Yeah.
The prisons will be filled with people that have bottles of vitamin C or calcium.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening.
By the way, folks, I'm not joking. You know, they're now threatening to arrest and ticketing Girl Scout cookie sellers. I mean, they're arresting people who give a 10% tip instead of a 20% tip. They're arresting people who put their feet up on the park bench. They're beating up homeschoolers just because they don't like how they look. I mean, this is the new tyranny.
Arresting people for writing fiction about zombies taking over high school.
Yeah, you write a fiction article about zombies, doesn't even mention your high school, and they go, well, it's a violent article. So we're going to arrest you.
Right. And you know, it says that this codex regulations are binding internationally. So it doesn't matter. I mean, the congressmen sold us out a long time ago.
Gave up their authority, yeah.
Right. Turned us over to this thing. So when it comes down, they're going to say, oh, I don't know. And so what's happening, though, is this thing is coming down, supposed to take effect in June. And they tried this in Canada, if you remember, back in 98.
They tried it in 93. Clinton had hundreds of health food stores raided by armed police. You know, like they were drug dealers or something. Listen, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. No, they're not going to get away with it. I mean, they can pass laws. Did you know that after the French Revolution, which was staged, it was actually an Illuminati action, that's mainstream history, folks, that they tried to tell them we're going to have a 10-day week because, you know, they didn't like the 7 days that was associated with God and Christianity. They were pagans. So they tried to go back to the old pagan 10-day calendar. And they tried that for a few years, and people just refused. I mean, control freaks can just announce, you know, whatever they want. Let's see you try to implement it. That's why the cashless society control grid is so important, because through national sales tax, through national ID cards, through that system, they can force us to do so much. They've got tools of technology that will allow tyranny to develop and grow larger and more sophisticated than it ever has in history before. But that's a two-edged sword. Though it enables tyranny and despotism and oppression and control and surveillance, it also allows us to effectively fight it if we have the will to take action. Who's up next here? Daniel in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex,
hello.
Talking with you. It looks like in a few short years we're going to have total peace and safety.
Yeah, a new freedom.
A new freedom. I just wanted to mention the governor there out there in California, and then mention a little bit about a Christian's point of view about everything that's going on. I followed the election of Arnold and did a little research on that and saw the photos of him having his meeting with Lord Jacob Rothschild in Europe. And
Warren Buffett, yeah.
Yes.
At the castle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I guess they landed by helicopter on the front lawn or whatnot.
And this is a year before he ran for governor, and it says he's there preparing to run for governor and president. That's actually in the Scotsman article.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then I guess he was seen out at the Grove once or twice also, where some of the high and mighty like to hang out.
Yeah, Carl Rove said, you're going to run for governor, Mac.
Uh-huh.
That's San Francisco Chronicle.
Well, some of the articles, and I've seen them in, like, USA Today, we're talking major newspapers, and I guess this is the angle that they're coming from. The amendment that our founding fathers put in, that you must be...
It's old-fashioned and bad, and this isn't for
exactly.
Arnold. This isn't it's for the
correct.
Other immigrants.
Yes. Not even old-fashioned, but it's un-American. It was in big letters. It's un-American before that amendment.
Yeah, to change Article 2, Clause 5, and again... It's a twilight zone because the founding fathers, and go to arnoldexposed.com to get all this, did what they did because Austria was sending people from its country into other European nations to take them over. So it was done against the exact same country now today that we face. He has dual citizenship with Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the dirt goes on and on. But Dana Rohrabacher, who introduced the bill in the House, Hatch in the Senate, told the San Jose Mercury News November 14th of last year, he said, the Republican leadership wants Arnold in 08. We believe he can be president. Bush Sr. said it weeks later. Houston Chronicle. But still, people are in denial. Arnold comes out and says, oh, no, I've never said I want to run for president. I found hundreds of articles where he said that. Everybody knows that. It's such a public secret. That, you know, 1993 Demolition Man, you know, the fiction, they talk about him being president. So they're entitled, and his wife says, oh, in Vanity Fair, oh, it's not for him, but change it for the other immigrants.
Correct. Well, also, they say, they even tell us someday soon something terrible is going to happen again. And if that happened in California, it could be Arnold to the rescue.
Wait a minute, let me stop you. I'm on record saying that's going to happen. I'm on record telling Morgenthaler Jones that, his minion that's pushing all this, his big campaign chief. And you're telling me what publication said this?
Oh, no, I'm just saying we've heard things from the government. It's just a matter of time. You know, our own government says that.
Okay, so they didn't say that. Well, that'd be really scary.
But
I predicted that Arnold is going to, of course, be nearby via helicopter. He is going to save children. He is going to be commanding the response, and he's going to be valiant, and there's going to be a Hollywood lighting crew there, of course, on the spot, and no one will pay attention, and hey, thanks for the call. And by the way, if you don't believe that, I have AP, Reuters, LA Times, new article came out yesterday. Homeland Security has an office with Hollywood where they, quote, advise CSI and Threat Matrix and 24 and all these shows. And the government gives them grants and money for their productions. Do you understand that? And it came out that Rumsfeld hired Bruckheimer, and they actually, in a day, wrote the script for Saving Private Lynch. And then then suddenly five of her team went public and said, it's all lies. She hid in the back of the tank. A Hispanic man, a member of the military, was the guy that fought off a bunch of Iraqis and died doing it. And then suddenly people who had been talking like that would be at a barbecue in their backyard with their family, and a man in a black mask would pop up over the back and double tap him with precision, you know, in the head. Or the person would get pulled over by police and then drown themselves in a puddle of water, or be run over by a van and then backed back over. Five of them. So Lynch, and I got on air and I said, Lynch, I said, you better go public. This is fake or they're going to get you. And they're going to go, oh, the poor hero died in a car wreck. And man, 2 days later, and I'm sure she didn't hear this from me, but it was common sense, she came out and said, okay, it's all a fable, it's lies, I hid, I didn't do anything, the Iraqis helped me when I was in the hospital, the Republican Guard had been gone for 2 days, and they beat them up, and it's all a fable, it's just a fable, Bruckheimer. Well, it's the same thing with Saddam in the hole. The Kurds had him a month before, then they went and just released him into a house, our troops surrounded, went in, grabbed him, stuck him in a hole, and we'll play that clip later. But and now Marines that were there are saying, look, it's fiction. It's a fable. It was a production. There was an Army production crew there. Yes, folks, they lie to you. They give you fables you're going to like. What, are you for Saddam? I just won't believe the lie. So what if they did a production good? I mean, do you like a government that produces TV shows and doesn't tell you about it? Do you like a government that a man fights for his unit, you know, literally like Audie Murphy or something, and gets shot and then stabbed to death, and then they take away his valiant efforts and don't give him any medals posthumously, and then give it to somebody cowering in fear because they want to sell women in the military? I mean, how many times do they have to lie to you? How many times they have to do Hollywood productions that you're wag the dog garbage for you to understand its control? How many times? I want to get into man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample while he was chained down, strapped down. And I want to get into the fake Iraq situation with Saddam, and I'll take your call. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
I want to go to your calls, and we got Fred in Germany and all these other people calling in, but I've got to get to this news. I've got to get to man tasered in hospital bed. I mean, this is torture. And it just shows the mindset. This is such an important article. Plus these staged Hollywood events they put on in Iraq and here in the United States. I mean, get your minds around, this isn't just propaganda. I mean, this is premeditated lying and manipulation. And I guess we're just going to accept this and believe whatever else the government says. But I can't let Fred in Germany hold because he's on his own dime. Fred in Deutschland. Welcome, Fred.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Yeah, so you disagree. You say it's easy to get vitamins in Germany.
Yeah, it's not a problem at all.
Well, I know that under this codex, they're going to try to restrict them, and I've had other Germans, it's been in the news. It's basically licensed through the government and restricted what dosage and things it can be. I believe that that is what we were talking about. And then that'll definitely happen here. I mean, Clinton tried to raid health food stores, but, fill me in. You're there.
It's not a problem. What you say about possibly controlling dosages could be correct, but that sort of thing happens anyway.
No, it doesn't. Once they start that.
No, I mean, if you go out and you buy some vitamin pills, there's a set amount of dosage in there. There's a recommended amount. Each country, I believe, has a different recommended
amount.
But
they don't let you go above the recommended.
You could always buy twice as much.
The point is, it's regulatory systems coming in.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse is the point. But what else is going on?
I believe you. And what's very interesting about Germany is that it's a highly regulated country. Very regulated. And it's not a country that I actually feel is particularly free. Although you can talk about things and you can do anything you want. And, you know, I've never really been stopped by the police here. They have things like ID cards, but they're mostly used by businesses to identify you rather than the police stopping you and wanting to see them.
They self-regulate themselves. Finland's really bad. I'd say more controlling than Germany by far. But did you hear about the article where the woman was 25-year-old, a computer programmer, and they were going to make her be a prostitute, but then they backed off of it?
Is this from the employment agencies?
Yeah.
I remember seeing something on TV about this. I think this is more a case of they're not going to be pushed into this. It was just it was something that was available.
They were threatening. No, it was in the news at first, so they backed off saying, no, we don't make a moral judgment on this, and either you take this job. This is all we... She said, I'll be a waitress. They said, no, you take this job, or we're going to yank your unemployment.
I find it hard to believe.
No, I'm not. But they did back off of it.
Yeah.
But I was just getting your take from Germany on that. So are you German?
Well, I am, but I grew up in the UK.
How long have you been listening?
About 6 weeks.
Well, it's good to have you on board with us.
Over the internet.
Yeah.
Can I say something? The bureaucracy here is very hard-nosed. So what you're saying may have come from this, and they also have a tendency to lie and demand more than they need or have a right to have.
No, that's what it was. The agency was saying you got to do this, and then when she complained to the government above that, they said, of course you don't have to. Yeah, that's what... The point is that the bureaucrats are trying to do that.
Yeah. And another thing over here is, which the Germans themselves don't really understand, is that they just have an elected dictatorship here. Every 4 or 5 years, the people can go out and vote. Because of the way the electoral system is here, it's actually not really possible to remove a politician, because when they vote for a politician and a party. So one way or the other, the politician will get back in.
Let me ask you a final question. Andres von Bülow, he was in the parliament there as the defense chief. He was the head technology minister. We've had him on. Clearly, it is impossible for the official story of 9/11 to be based in reality. He points his finger at the CIA. Are you aware of that?
I actually read this from your site.
Yeah, you can listen to the interview we had with him, but it was also under Spiegel and several other publications.
Yeah,
is the average German aware of that?
It's unlikely.
It was the best-selling book in Germany for about 6 months.
I've never heard anybody mention it, and it's also very unlikely that the Germans would believe it.
Well, it was the bestseller.
Well, like I say, I can't. I haven't heard anybody talk about it.
Yeah.
And people here are also unlikely to talk about those kind of things. They just clam up.
Keep to themselves. Recipe for enslavement. Well, you didn't clam up. Thanks for calling.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Psychological warping that we're witnessing. I mean, we really are these creatures made by God in His image, but we pick up how we behave and how we act. We're social animals, as they can call us. Similar by animal, I mean similar to in our group politics to the way dogs behave. You have the dominant dogs, and the other dogs seem to emulate and mimic what they do. I don't mean to get off into sociology and animal psychology, but the point is that if they put on TV the sharp, cool people, the leaders, torturing and killing and slaughtering and torturing people's children, then a lot of weak-minded people who don't have any moral compass, that weren't taught it growing up, were taught a moral relativist view, they can now have their morals that they didn't even have replaced with a sadistic serial killer type mentality. So I want to illustrate the connection between the globalists and serial killers and how they're giving us their taste through the media. So that's coming up, and then of course your calls. But we haven't had him on probably in about 6 months, and he is the head honcho of the Genesis Communications Network and also the head honcho at Midas Resources. And I was talking to Ted last week, and I said, you know, we haven't had you on the air in forever. We ought to get you up on the broadcast. And he's got a couple free offers today for information, really powerful info. and something that I believe in, silver. Silver has just been exploding in its cost over the years, but he's got a really good deal for you, and it's a portable type of silver that is really exceptional. And so, Ted Anderson, good to have you on with us for a few minutes.
Well, thanks for having me up again, Alex. You know, it has been a while since I've been up here, and there's been a lot of things going on. Everybody's watching the silver market go up there again. Now it's at the 750 level again.
Oh, by the way, thanks for telling me to buy gold 3-4 years ago, because it's basically my investments doubled, and I wouldn't have gotten that in the stock market, Ted.
No, you sure wouldn't have. It would have been real tough.
But I'm not selling even if gold goes down or back up. I'm keeping it as insurance.
Well, I agree. I think you ought to hold on to that, Alex. I mean, obviously, right now we're watching the euro dollar get stronger. The United States dollar is getting weaker. Bankruptcies are skyrocketing. I mean, there's just so many things that are happening in today's economy that, I know everybody's concerned. I can pick up the regular local paper here, and they're talking about the problems with the national debt and the credit card debts and the mortgages that have just gone skyrockets. The savings was at about 6% before the Federal Reserve System lowered the interest rates here recently, and now savings are down to about 1% because everybody's refinanced their homes.
The average American, it's about 65% of the country now, over half, on average, you're looking at about $1.20 spent for every dollar coming in.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. Everybody's recommending that you have some silver, some of the old silver dimes, quarters, and halves on hand. They call it junk silver a lot of the time, but when you pick up that junk silver, the United States government wants to have forms filled out. There's a 6045 form and this kind of stuff. Rarely do I run into this, but we ran into a good buy on some dimes, which are brilliant uncirculated, and these bags are going for $2,208 per bag. And what they are is they're dimes that have never been circulated, and the reason why that's good to have is because they don't fit into that junk silver category where you have to give up all that paperwork to
the government. For those that don't know, folks, back then it was silver. Now it's a light coating of like zinc, and it wears off in a week. This is real silver that you can take in and, you know, cash in for whatever, or if times even get worse, there's a depression, whatever, that silver will only explode in price.
Well, yeah, that's right. These bags of brilliant uncirculated are dated back previous to 1964 when the United States was issuing its currency with real silver. So, I mean, those of you who have been thinking about a silver position, this is the perfect time for you to get involved. And for $2,208, you know, I mean, I realize that some people that's a stretch, but it's a good time to be getting in if you can afford to do it. That $2,208 for a bag of silver.
Well, how much has silver gone up in the last 3 years?
Well, silver was trading in that $3 range, and so silver's doubled. Right now, you're at currently $7.50.
You told me to buy silver, and I bought just a little bit. I should have got more.
Well, you know, the thing is, you need to have some of that silver in because silver is what you're going to need to have when it comes time. You know, when it comes time to buy groceries. And, you know, the economy is doing really terrible.
Ted,
the dollar is
what type of advice are you giving me? You're telling me about investments that have doubled, and I'd rather go into the stock market that's, down about 5% right now?
Well, even the stock market, the people have been piling a lot of money into real estate, too, and that bubble's going to burst as well. I think that you're already seeing that down in the Austin, Texas area. Across the United States, I expect to see that, too. You know, the future, the international forecaster talks about this whole economic situation, and I do have the current issue of the March issue of the forecaster, but then I also, a while ago, I offered this, and I would like to offer it again because there's a lot of people that don't have it. I have that Oh Yeah book, which goes back to 1929, 1930, and it gives you an economic review of what was going on during the Depression of the 1930s and coming up to that. It's this, you know, what you need to do is you need to educate yourself in order to know what's going on in the marketplace so you can make good decisions. There definitely is a solid reason to buy.
No, I should have invested in the stock market and lost money.
Well, Alex Jones, you know, why would one of the most credible investors out there, Warren Buffett, have such a huge supply of silver? And the reason for that
is because... Well, I'm not going to pay attention to that and that he made $3 billion off of his silver and dollar dumping. I think I just won't buy any.
Right. Well, obviously he's a little, you know, he's a lot smarter. He's an insider. He knows what's going on. The above ground supply of silver is real short in supply, and right now is a great time to be getting it. So here's what I have, and this is what I'm offering. Now, first of all, the brochures are free. You can just have them. Actually, they're not brochures. It's the full newsletter. The full March newsletter of the International Forecaster.
How many pages, roughly?
Well, it's usually about 28 pages. This time it is 28 pages, and it's just a lot of in-depth information.
No, his information is excellent. So you're offering that free if folks want to call.
Yeah,
and
the Oh Yeah book, which is the compilation of what happened in the 1929-1930 era.
Why study history? Why not just watch TV?
Well, they sure in the heck, you know, that's what people are doing right now. But here's how you get it, Alex. You dial 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Ask for the Oh Yeah book and get the International Forecaster. They're yours. They're not an obligation to buy the silver. I recommend that you do get the silver at 2208. You've been watching what's going on in the gold and silver market. We've been talking about it. It's double.
What about people that can't buy a whole bag? How many dimes are in that bag?
Well, this would be 2,500 dimes in the bag. And, yeah, you can buy smaller increments if you want to. And if you want to buy larger increments, you can as well. But now is the time to get in.
2,500 pure silver or almost pure silver dimes.
Yeah, that's right. They're 90% pure. That's the way they made them here in the United States. And as long as they're dated previous to 1964, and they gleam, they're brilliant uncirculated. They've never been used.
All right. Well, folks, give them a call. Give that number out again, Ted.
Well, you can reach us at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. And I suggest that you call today. The time is now to get into this precious metals thing.
How many bags of those dimes you got?
Right now, currently, I believe I have about 20 that's available to me.
So 20 people. All right. Yeah. That won't last long. 800-686-2237. And, Ted, I want to thank you for the millions of dollars you put into this network in the last 6 years. I want to commend you for founding the GCN Radio Network and never censoring me and supporting the First Amendment. And we're getting so many new affiliates, a new affiliate every week now on average, and that's really good for us. A lot of big markets, and you've got a great team up there. And, Ted, I want to salute you. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Alex, and I really appreciate having up, and I really appreciate the listeners who have been supporting us so much over the years.
You bet. God bless you. Yeah, Ted has literally taken every dime of profit he gets, literally, if you only knew, and put it into this network. And it's something special. And give them a call, 800-686-2237. All right, listen, I'm going to go to your calls. I took a lot in the first hour, some in the second hour, but I've got to cover this news, and then we'll go to your calls. We've got an hour and 17 minutes left in the broadcast, so plenty of time to cover it all. I know some stations only carry 2 hours of the show, and that's fine. Too bad they'll miss out on some of the other news, but it's all on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com if you miss any of it. I wanted to go over this, though, all right? Been mentioning it all day. Man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample. And they say that he was arrested for suspicion of drug use. Drug suspect. No drugs, just we think you're on drugs. And so they took him to the hospital. He forcibly did a urine test, and it says, handcuffed him and strapped him down with leather straps, completely restrained him, and forcibly were going to put a catheter in him because he said, this is the Associated Press, I can't use the bathroom. And so, I mean, it's painful, a catheter. I've had surgery before, and it's not fun. And when I broke my leg, I had to have a pin put in it. But to make a long story short, That's really torture right there. You know, to stop cocaine that was sold in Coca-Cola on store shelves and nobody really used it. A few million people did, then they made it illegal, and tens of millions used it, and the people that deal the drugs made it illegal to boost prices. Whole other side issue. But to stop cocaine that our government ships in, everybody knows it, we're now going to arrest people under suspicion out of their car and take them and chain them down. And then they say the cop, when he refused, jumped on him. The cop is proud of this. This officer, Lennon Comp, jumps on his chest, says, I jumped on him, he still refused, And so I tasered him twice. And then he complied and urinated for us. Now, look, this is hidden in plain view. In the article acts like it's normal and good and acts like there's no problem with it. It's just pure insanity hidden in plain view. Now, what are you more afraid of? Some poor idiot who may be using a narcotic? Or are you worried more about a government that wears a black mask and is building giant prisons everywhere, who SWAT teams your house looking for drugs? Are you more worried about a government that will taser you while you're chained down, 50,000 volts? Someone's dying now, and I've checked it. Every day someone dies from these. And I'm not saying ban tasers for the cops or the citizens. They're a good tool if they were trained properly, but they're trained, use them anytime you want. And now they're using them on protesters. They're using them on people who, you know, chain themselves on a logging road. You know what? Come in, cut the chain, take them to jail. Okay? You don't need to taser them. You don't need to open their eyes up and literally ground into their eyeball, you know, ounces of pepper spray. It's torture. But about a month ago, I did a special report and aired part of a documentary from the mid-90s where it shows women with babies being maced by police, priests having their arms with nunchucks wrapped around them, breaking them, and the cops go, yes, we're allowed to break your arms. Pro-life demonstrators peacefully sitting on the sidewalk. This is PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can watch this. We actually put the report up for free for everybody, this special report. Breaking their arms. I mean, they twist it with nunchucks and then break it. You see the arm, you know, totally twist the other direction, bones sticking out of flesh. Beating women so severely that they have miscarriages, men having heart attacks are tortured so bad, wrapping nunchucks around their arms and dragging them by them, grabbing women and doing pressure points on them, choking them, and the cops are laughing. I mean, I've got them in Atlanta, L.A., Detroit, all over, through 88 through 95 when they released this film. It's an Operation Rescue documentary called The Awful Truth. And the ACLU didn't care. Nobody helped them. Nobody got involved. I mean, folks, I mean savage. I mean close-up video right in front of the cameras. They don't care. Wrap the nunchucks around. Oh, I'm going to break your arm. You ready? All right. Big old cop. You boom, boy. That arm is boom, breaking. All right, let's get this woman up. Break her arm. Let's go. Boom, break that arm. All right, get the next one ready. Let's go. And these incredible people of incredible courage still would just sit there and take it. That's like Christians in the Colosseum or something. You got to see this to believe it. By the way, the DVD, and don't wait a month, folks, because we got to get Masters of all my films out now. But the new film, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, it's only available in VHS. You know what I want you to do? I want you to buy that now, get it out to people now. We cannot wait to expose to the terrorist are, or they may carry out more terror. But on the DVD, we're going to have those clips of the arm breaking and then connect it to Abu Ghraib. But look, the point I'm trying to make here is this has been going on for a long time. All right? I got arrested protesting a thumb scanning in 97. Many of you have seen that in the video, my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And I got the state police were very professional, very nice, apologized for arresting me, said they weren't going to do it until they got orders from the head of DPS, who even showed up on the scene, and they stopped the car, took the handcuffs off. Mysteriously, once I got to the jail, later it disappeared off the records. But there was this little, short, red-haired jail guard. And when he was fingerprinting me, he said, "All right, stand up against the wall." And he just took the back of his, the palm of his hand and jammed it right into the back of my head. And my head, bam, into the center block and bruised me. And he was just waiting. There were a couple more at the door. They had their clubs, and they were just waiting for me to do something. They probably would have killed me, folks. There's been, what is it now, like 31 deaths in that jail, people getting hung, getting their brains beat out. And basically, I had somebody with a kind of the killer mindset there, and they wanted to hurt me bad. And I've had friends that have gone into that jail from protest, and they do beat you. And then we subpoena the video, and right when they get around you to torture you, the camera cuts out. You know, the tapes they released to the court are altered. This is criminal. So, I mean, this is what they do. And then And they took the pro-lifers to the jails and, you know, pulled their tops off and put them in front of the president and said, I'm going to throw you in. They're going to rape you. It's a serial killer mindset. You know, serial killers love getting in positions of power. They love having power over people. And what's happened is the elite are the same M.O. If you read the criminology about serial killers, Hitler was into this, Stalin was into this, Mengele. These are people who just enjoy death, enjoy exercising pain and power. And they can look totally normal, talk nice and calm, dress very nice, you know, the nice guy next door. And basically, with all this torture promotion on TV where they torture people's children to get the answers, but it's okay in the end, or, you know, in Boston Legal where they break the guy's arm even though he's innocent, but at the end he's found not guilty, the cop is, because he broke the arm because he meant well. The psychopaths, the serial killers, are in control, and they're selling us on their psychology. They're telling us it's normal, and those of us that are against it are bad. And it's very, very serious. I mean, imagine you're chained down and they're tasering you to make you give them a sample. That is torture. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So what we're facing is globalists giving us basically their spirit. That's a good way, an example, you know, to use the Bible term. Giving us their mindset, their worldview. We're being taught how to be evil. And look, if you don't think the general public can be taught to be evil and think it's good, look at the Aztecs killing tens of thousands of their own people. It was normal. It was normal on the appointed day to walk your five-year-old down and have them cut the 5-year-old's heart out, and then you'd eat parts of your 5-year-old like lunch meat. Serial killer, psychopath, demons ran things. They ran the society. It was a society of predatory control. The Nazis, the same thing. And the globalists know what they're doing. They're systematically selling us on all this. So the cops watch the shows where you torture the terrorists, and most of the shows now they torture someone's child to make them answer. They're even going further to make normal torture not look as bad. I mean, and they admit Homeland Security is funding and training and helping write the scripts. That's mainstream news. And so don't be surprised, you know, when you don't answer questions, so they just openly torture you in front of news cameras and go, well, this is normal. You know, you're going to give us a sample, we're going to chain you down and start tasering you. You didn't comply. I mean, if they can break Christians' arms for peacefully sitting in front of an abortuary, then they can do this to anybody. And I've been saying all along, a lot of Christian conservatives out there think that Bush is a second coming and think that he's just wonderful, and you're in total denial, and you think, oh, it's all for the Arabs. Yeah, let's torture them. They're subhuman. They're not. I mean, I've heard you on the radio. It's sick. Said this about any other group, you know, you'd be in deep trouble. But the only other group that the feds think all this is authorized with, well, now it's expanded into peace demonstrators and environmental activists, but it's always been the Christians. We've been the first and the most brutalized, and the liberals love it. And so all these laws that are being put into place, when they get a Democrat in, it's going to be on you. And I hope you realize that. I hope you're very proud of what you've done. And, you know, it's funny to see Jay Sekulow fighting for the Christians decades ago, and now he's telling you the Patriot Act's good and all this is wonderful, when he's got to know full well that all the real FBI training manuals and all the stuff that's going on is being engineered and set up to go after homeschoolers and Christians and others. You know, they have big drills all over the country to go after the homeschoolers and their families. I'm not trying to scare you. This has been in mainstream news. So this is happening. This is real. So don't sweat at the airport, or you may be a terrorist. And don't refuse a urine sample, or we'll have to torture you. Because, you know, torture is as American as mom and apple pie. They actually said that on that clip we played a few weeks ago from Boston Legal. Hey, torture is American. Torture is good. We love it. It's Alberto Gonzalez says it's good. That was all written by the government, folks. It's now admitted. They even write themselves into the scripts on TV now. And tell us how good it all is. I mean, this is sick, folks. And you better be concerned about it. All right, before we end this hour, we'll come straight back with your calls, and I'll get into all the fake newscasts and more propaganda, a bunch of news in the third hour. But first, all the callers that have been patiently holding. But before I do that, just in the last minute of this second hour, please go to prisonplanet.com or Infowars.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Order all my films are excellent. We got a bunch of great specials going, but the new film is out, 2.5 hours long. Don't wait. Order it now. Make copies of it. Start getting it out to people now. Order multiple copies. Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, my best work. Heads above the rest. I'm really proud of this film. A new standard of truth-seeking patriot video. You can call toll free to get the new film. 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can watch it online at prisonplanet.tv. Really, this isn't hype. It's powerful. You need to see it and share it. Stay with us as we forge ahead and stay the course.
Hello, folks.